This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, October 27, 2021. The Votive Mass of the Holy Cross by Father William Doc Holliday.
Those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. The words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In that gospel, Jesus has answered a direct question. Lord, will those who are saved be few? He does not give a direct answer, but his answer is yes. That is the story that he tells. But we do not want to look at that story and think that he arbitrarily has chosen a bunch of people to go to hell and others to go to heaven. Few to go to heaven. That is not about arbitrary, particularly if you pay attention to how he answers. He says, strive to enter by the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the householder has risen up and shut the door, like this is the way he says it, isn't they will begin to knock. He said, you will begin to knock, and I will say, I never knew you. So he's talking to these people who are asking him. These folks who want to know about people who are being saved, because what is it they're concerned about other people when they should be worrying about themselves? They should be worrying about their relationship with Jesus Christ. But what our Lord is saying there, again, it's not an arbitrary thing. It's about when you start, because he says that many will come, they will strive to enter after the door is shut. When is the door shut? When we breathe our last in this world. That is when the door is shut. Then you cannot do anything about getting it opened again. This is why we don't put things off. He is telling us that he wants us to strive while we are able to strive. Another place in the gospel, he work while it's still light, because when the night comes, you're not going to be able to work anymore. This is the motif here. Again, not his arbitrariness as to really worry about it, because you might not be amongst the majority that are not saved. What he said about, we need to strive. What is that striving? It is conforming ourselves to his image. That was what it was first reading. Those he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. That golden chain, it is referred theologically, that being called, justified, and then glorified. But we're called by our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what do you say? We have to cooperate with the graces, right? We're called. If someone calls you, what do you have to do to benefit from that call? Is it, hey, somebody, come on over here. Come into the house. We're having a big party. The only way you benefit with that is to answer, right? You got to answer the call. We've got to answer the call. So it's on us. Everyone is called. The proclamation of the gospel is for everyone. It's the answer problem with which the vast majority of humanity is going to deal with after he shuts the door, because you don't get a chance after that. He calls, as long as we got breath in our lungs here, we can hear the call and we can answer. That as soon as the call stops, when he shuts the door, then things are over. Because if we answer the call, then we are justified. Justification, huge subject, very deep, but in the end, how we are looked upon by God. The only way that you are looked upon God favorably is to be covered with the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. That is the only way. And how did the blood come? The cross. We are called to conform to his image. Then, after we answer, after we're justified by his blood, because that does come, because once we hear the call, we've got to do something with it. Again, not just this answer, somebody's across the street, hey, come into the mansion and have the sumptuous feast. Okay, And then you just stand there. Guess what? Again, no benefit. You have to answer, and that answer is active. It's a striving. You have to move. This is that justification. Then, when you enter the house, then you're glorified while the door is still open. If that was the path that our Lord Jesus Christ had to take, why do we think we have anything different? Our Lord was called from before all eternity as the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, to justify us by his cross. Then he was glorified. This is what the prayer in the Mass said, the gradual of the Mass. Comes from Philippians. Wherefore, he is exalted. Why? Because he became obedient even to the death of the cross. That is why our Lord was glorified. The same thing with us. We need to conform ourselves to that obedient image to the Father. The Son was obedient to the Father. He was glorified. Subsequently, we, in union with Christ, must conform ourselves. It's just not a matter of faith alone. It's a matter of conforming ourselves. It is a matter of striving. You know, we love the called and the glorified part because that's easy. Our justification is not easy. It started with not being easy on our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, take up your cross. It actually says specifically in Matthew 10, he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. That is conformity to his image. We need to take up our cross and conform ourselves to that image of, you know, everybody. I need to be conformed to the image of Christ. That means I need to be nice to everybody and show mercy and grace to everybody. Yes, absolutely. You should strive tremendously to do that. You should use our Lord as an example in that. But never lose sight of the fact that the reason that he came and the linchpin upon which the history of the universe spins is the cross. That's why. So when we think about being conformed to his image, we need to understand that that is also something to which we need to conform ourselves. You know, we don't look at that and think, that's what I want. That's what he was all about. That is what he was all about. If we're going to conform ourselves to his image, that is first and foremost the primary part of it. We need to strive. Yeah, that question, Lord, will those who are saved be few? As many, again, will seek to enter and not be able. Why? The door is already shut. In our terms, they've already died. They had their chance, and then all of a sudden they're going to be standing before the judgment seat. And this is really a saddening part when we look at it from a standpoint of our human sentimentality. But in our sympathy, our Christian sympathy should also be, it is kind of hard to believe what the lot will be for a person who, it's not like a matter of breathing their last and going immediately to hell. They go before the judgment seat. Where's the judgment seat of Christ in the heavenlies? They're going to actually see what heaven looked like. They're going to see him as he is. They are going to know his glory. And they're going to know immediately that they have shunned that, that the door is shut for them. But they're going to get to see what they're missing. That's why hell is, if they're down in hell for a while, they're going to change. They're going to see how sorry they were and everything like that. No, they won't. They will continue to hate him every day for all eternity, more and more and more, because they will blame him for their being there and they're just getting what they wanted. They wanted to be separated from him in this life. They're going to be separated from him for all eternity. They're just getting exactly what they want. But they're not going to be able to get into heaven. This is what our Lord's talking about. These people, again, every tongue will confess and every knee will bend that our Lord Jesus Christ, every tongue will confess that he is the Lord of all, King of kings and Lord of lords. They say it here. Lord, open to us after the door is closed, and he will say no. Because why? Because he didn't strive to get in there before the door was shut. That's when it's striving. It's sort of like if you get this mental picture of the doorway to heaven being something that's ajar. Like if you ever tried to push a door open when somebody was holding it, but it was still open a little bit. You push, they push, you push, they push. But there's still that struggle. You're striving. That's actually the Greek word. The Greek word that's used right there is actually to struggle with great strength and great will to do something. You strive to get in there. But if you just, the door is standing ajar and you don't do anything to get in there and they just shut it and lock it, you're not getting it. You need to strive before it's shut and locked. This is the whole message here. This is about the cross, because he's going to look at it. It's not on him. Depart, workers of iniquity. And we don't use that word, although we know what it means, iniquity. Oh, that's bad. How is it bad? Why is it bad? Because it means immoral or a grossly unfair behavior. That's the way they've lived their life. Immoral. This is why it always sticks in the craw here. I've known many, many people who live a ghastly lifestyle in this world. Well, what I had one time confronted this person with what they knew was wrong. Wrong is a gross understatement. They knew it was not in conformity with God's will. They knew it was an abomination. And I, what do I get when you're right. It is. It's an abomination before God. Well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But you can't live a grossly immoral lifestyle and expect the door to be standing open for you when you get there. That's just not going to happen. That's just real. That's why our Lord said, and it is unfortunate the answer to the question is, there are going to be more that are outside than those who are let in. That's all there is to it. That is Jesus' answer. So, you know, the next time you hear some bishop or cardinal somewhere talk about there not being a hell or there's nobody in there, remember what our Lord Jesus Christ says. This is about striving here and now. This is why the votive mass for the cross pretty regularly around here. It is so important to understand that that is how we are justified. That is the image to which we are to conform ourselves. Christ crucified. St. Paul, I preach Christ and him crucified. He doesn't discount the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead. He writes more about the resurrection than anybody in the scriptures. He understands that Christ risen, but I preach Christ and him crucified, because that's what we have to struggle with in this world, conforming ourselves to the crucified one, to the Eucharistic Lord. Said on Sunday, you know, this is why people have the skewed view of the Eucharist. When they look at it as a shared meal and just leave it at that. It's about the broken body and shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Eucharistic Lord Jesus to which we are supposed to conform ourselves in this world. Jesus must recognize and love us because he calls all of us. He must recognize and love us. He offers his son to die for the sins of the whole world. But that whole world needs to embrace that. Then it is about us. He imparts sanctifying grace to us to open our eyes, but then we should start striving. Then we have to move. Then we have to answer the invitation. Then we're justified. Looked on favorably by God, that is this position in which we are living in this life as faithful Catholics. You have been justified by the cross of Christ. You embraced it in faith. Now you're supposed to live according to that faith. This is the disconnect a lot of people. Well, I believe, I don't have to prove any. Our Lord has told us time and time again and in many contexts, including this one, that, oh, yes, indeed, you do need to prove yourself to me. You need to prove yourself to me. You want through this door. You need to strive. You need to use all your strength and all your will to keep this door open. This is what he demands of us. Then we attain glorification. It's not over and done with until we hear, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. This is when it's over. That's when we're glorified. Not yet. This is a place of striving. As you get older, you strive more and more because you get weaker and weaker physically in this world. This is the reality of things. This is what he appreciates, because then you prove that you're conforming yourself to his image, not just being nice to everyone, but the image of the cross. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.